October 14, 1918. True peace comes from God. The greatest chastisement is the triumph of the evil. Continuing in my usual state, full of bitternesses and privations, as my sweet Jesus came, he told me, "My daughter, governments feel the ground missing under their feet. I will use all means to make them surrender, to make them come back to their senses, and to make them know that only from me can they hope for true peace, and lasting peace. So, now I humiliate one, now another. Now I make them become friends, now enemies. I will be up to all sorts of things. I will make their arms fall off. I will do unforeseen and unexpected things in order to confuse them, and make them comprehend the instability of human things and of themselves, to make them comprehend that God alone is the stable being from whom they can expect every good, and that if they want justice and peace, they must come to the fount of true justice and of true peace. Otherwise, they will not be able to do anything. They will continue to struggle. And if it may seem that they will arrange peace, it will not be lasting, and the brawls will start again, more strongly. My daughter, the way things are now, only my omnipotent finger can fix them. At the right time I will place it, but great trials are needed and will occur in the world. Therefore, it takes great patience." Then, with a more moving and sorrowful tone, he added, "My daughter, the greatest chastisement is the triumph of the evil. More purges are needed, and through their triumph the evil will purge my church. Then I will crush them and scatter them, like dust in the wind. Therefore, do not be troubled at the triumphs that you hear, but cry with me over their sad lot."